Thank you very much, Guy. It's an honour for us to be here as well. And full marks to Horsham Deanery for such a great turnout on a Saturday morning. So it's great to be here. We're going to be sharing the sessions. We both are involved with 24/7, work with 24/7. I'll be doing the first session. We'll be doing each doing a bit of the last session. And then Tandir will be doing a workshop upstairs on prayer space in schools and running prayer rooms. And I'll be doing a workshop down here on sort of more like prayer vigils and long-term prayer and boiler rooms and that sort of thing. But I thought it'd be good to introduce Tandir now before the next session. So Tandir, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yep, so I am 24. I've been with 24/7 Prayer for nearly 3 years. My role actually started with 24/7 Prayer as part-time administrator and prayer room support with them, and also part-time with prayer spaces in schools. I'm now full-time prayer spaces in schools, but that doesn't mean I've lost all the knowledge that I had when I was doing the prayer room support as well. So I have quite a big knowledge of what it looks like to encourage churches to grow in their prayer life and run prayer rooms.
And what would be your impression of the 24/7 prayer movement? polite answers, please.
It's been really interesting, actually, because I came straight out of university, straight into 24/7 prayer, and kind of blagged my way through my interview because I had no idea what 24/7 prayer was. I just knew what prayer spaces in schools was. But since being with 24/7 Prayer, I've really learned what it means to wholeheartedly trust in God. And also just how you can work with, like, family. So 24/7 Prayer is very much a family. We welcome everyone with open arms. I don't know if any of you have ever been to any of our gatherings. If you haven't, I'd highly recommend it. But being at a gathering really made me realize that we've got friends across the globe who you can walk into a room, you can sit down with them, and you can hear all kinds of crazy things that God is doing. And it just really blows your mind. And that's rooted in prayer. That's rooted in all things with God. For me, 24/7 is about family, is about journeying together, it's about having faith and just trusting in the impossible, because it's always possible with God.
And finally, just in two or three sentences, prayer space in schools. What is prayer space in schools? I know, are there any people here who've done prayer spaces? I think one of the local schools did one at Easter. So
they did. So prayer space in schools, pretty much what it says on the tin. Prayer space in schools encourages local churches to build a relationship with their local school and support them, not just with a prayer space, but actually more long-term support. The aim isn't to go in, run a prayer space, and then leave for another year and then come back, but actually it's to build a long-term relationship and be part of the foundation of the school in supporting students spiritually. But I'll be saying more about that upstairs.
Brilliant, and it'll be great. Yes, so thank you, Tandir. Thank you.